Nashville, Tennessee, Tom. I'm speaking this morning to the National Alliance of Black School Educators. About 2,500 folks are going to be here, all of the folks who are responsible for educating our kids. And so looking forward to chatting with them this morning. And Jackie also is teaching here as well, session. So they got a twofer, both Martins. Tom, Mitt Romney, give it to the white guy for losing and blaming his loss on minorities and young people, saying President Barack Obama gave us a bunch of gifts.
Entitlements.
Yes, I just love this here. Now, first of all, Tommy, he mentions health care as one of the reasons, one of the gifts, one of those entitlements. Last I check, are there any white people who also get to be a part of the health care law? Is it just me, Sybil?
No, sir.
Now, here's the other one that I love that I think is really important. More than 70% of the people who voted in the election, Tom, were white. More than 70%. Now, Mitt Romney lost Iowa, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Iowa is 97% white. So if you lost because of the minorities, how the hell do you lose Iowa? Tom, you ever been to Vermont?
Very white.
Vermont's really white, Tom.
That's like 99.9%.
Vermont is whiter than Iowa.
And he lost that.
Jay, you ever been to Rhode Island? That's really, really
white.
It's very white. But so, one of the whitest guys who's ever run for president, okay, who virtually had no black people around him, he's now it's those dadgum minorities. Well, this is what happens, Mitt. First of all, when you only talk to black folks one time, NAACP, when you only give one black interview, that is to Black Enterprise, then when you basically tell Hispanics, we're going to build a wall to keep all of you out, you probably aren't going to get a lot of minority votes. Just not going to happen. But I do want our audience to understand that this is what happens when guys like Mitt Romney lose. They fall to the, oh, it must be them. Remember when he apologized for the 47% comment, oh, I was wrong? That proved to simply be a lie, because what Mitt Romney was basically saying is, I really was talking about you guys. And so he is now showing his true colors by who he is choosing to blame for all of this. So we get it. I've got to mention one other thing, Tom. Yesterday, President Barack Obama straight up smacked Senator John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham in his news conference for going after United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice. Now, I love this one about Senator John McCain. He's trashing the president about the attack in Benghazi. Yesterday, Tom, on Capitol Hill, they had a two-hour private briefing from the intelligence community on what happened in Benghazi. Guess who didn't show up? Senator John McCain. He probably was too busy trashing the president on Fox News. This morning, he's on the Today Show. He's making all the rounds, but he could not actually show up to do his job, the job he's paid to do. Instead, he wants to criticize. This is one of the most talented, smart women you will ever, folks you will ever find, period, man or woman, who is deserving of a current job. And if the president doesn't appoint her to be Secretary of State, will do a fabulous job. What you see here, though, is they don't want to attack General David Petraeus. They don't want to attack the intelligence community. But I got to say this. Senator John McCain protected and said you can't blame Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice for the intelligence failings when it came to weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, he did say that.
That led to a war that resulted in the death of more than 4,000 American soldiers and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. In Benghazi, we already lost 4 Americans, so what Rice said after the fact dealt with Benghazi, which came from the intelligence community. So you defended Secretary Rice for weapons of mass destruction that led to the death of 4,000 people, but you're trashing UN Ambassador Susan Rice intelligence comments given to her by the intelligence community after the fact of four Americans dying.
There you go.
It's called proportionality, Senator McCain. And what you're seeing is an effort, Tom, and this is why I said after the election, black folks and other folks who supported the president need to be in battle formation, because the haters are going to go after this administration on anything, anyhow, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're saying.
Necessary.
Yep.
By any means necessary. So we got to hit hard as quickly as possible, as hard as possible. So, Senator McCain, why don't you show up for a briefing, do your job, and stop trashing and accomplish something.
Roland Martin.
Good job, Roland.
Yeah, Roland. Good job. 23. 23. Past the hour.